Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Perhaps our biggest regret is not for the things we've done, but rather for the things we failed to do or didn't even try. Harriet Beecher Stowe, the author of Uncle Tom's Cabin, once said, "The bitterest tears shed over graves are for words left unsaid and deeds left undone." The Lord kind of keeps directing us to talk about discovering previously unknown opportunities and tapping into previously unused potential. There's a reason why. God wants us tapping in to what we've never realized or maximized. God created us. He knows the potential living within us. He knows what we're capable of. He knows the destiny awaiting us if we seize the moment. God also knows the best way to experience previously unknown opportunities is to expect them. I've discovered in my life, and my fine wife has too, that when we expect to find unknown opportunities or doors to open, they do, regardless of the circumstances. I was reminded of this on a fresh level this morning. I went in to get my breakfast, and we have a dog named Hubble, part Jack Russell, part Boston Terrier. And Hubble lives in expectation that we're going to walk over to the counter that holds the jar with his treats in it. And sometimes he gets your attention, he jumps straight up. Or if you're over near the jar doing something in the kitchen sink, he starts prancing around with expectation. See, we need expectation. We need to expect to find previously unknown opportunities. Sir Francis Bacon once said, "A wise man will make more opportunities than he finds." And yes, we'll search for these opportunities, even in the midst of the storms of life. There'll be times in life when our reaction to adversity will determine the opportunities we receive. Jacob worked for his father-in-law, Laban, who was crooked and conniving. It's interesting, I've always found it interesting, that the first three letters of conniving is con. Even in the midst of a conniving work environment, Jacob never wavered. He expected God to take care of him, and he did. Jacob continued to do the right and honorable thing, even if his boss and relative didn't. Jacob stayed strong in faith and obedient to God. If we want unknown opportunities to come our way, we must stay faithful, even in the midst of seemingly unbearable circumstances. Jacob persevered, and God honored him with his favor and wealth.
Genesis 31, verses 6 through 9. "And you know that with all my power I've served your father, and your father hath deceived me and changed my wages 10 times. But God suffered him not to hurt me. If he said thus, 'The speckled shall be thy wages,' then all the cattle bear speckled. And if he said thus, 'The ring staked shall be thy hire,' then bear all the cattle ring snaked. Thus God hath taken away the cattle of your father and given them to me." Because of Jacob's faithfulness, God took the wealth of Laban and presented Jacob with the opportunity for greater wealth. But God did it. Genesis 33, verse 10. In the Message Bible reveals Jacob's godly attitude and his subsequent reward when he is confronted by his brother Esau, who had sought to hurt him. Jacob said, "Please, if you can find it in your heart to welcome me, accept these gifts. When I saw your face, it was as if the face of God smiling on me. Accept the gifts I have brought for you. God has been good to me, and I have more than enough." Jacob urged the gifts on him, and Esau accepted.
Let me just say to you, God has been good to me, and I have more than enough. See, that ought to be your confession. Even if you're so broke at the moment, you can't pick up all the pieces. Because you're looking at the way things can be, not the way they are. See, regardless of our circumstances at the moment, when we remain faithful, even in the midst of our adversity, God brings opportunities our way. However, we need to expect opportunity to come our way. Yes, there'll be moments when, despite our best efforts, when we don't at first succeed, but in those moments, we should never give up. Never give in to self-pity. We should never back up or away from what could be a golden opportunity. And we most certainly don't walk away for an opportunity from greatness. Michael Jordan is, in my opinion, the greatest basketball player who ever lived. He once said, "I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games, 26 times. I've been trusted to take a game-winning shot and missed." I failed over and over again, but that's why I succeeded. When God looks inside of us, please hear this. When God looks inside of you, me, us, he doesn't see the failures of the past. He doesn't see the failures of the past, but rather the potential for our future. He sees potential in us that we've never seen or didn't even know we have. Let us ask you two questions. Do you think God can create amazing opportunities where they didn't exist previously? Do you think God has unlimited potential? The answer to both questions is absolutely yes. One more question. Do we believe the word of God? The answer should be, of course we do.
Genesis 1, verse 26 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "Then God said, 'Let us, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, make man in our image, according to our likeness, not physical but a spiritual personality and moral likeness, and let them have complete authority.'" The Living Bible translation of Genesis 1, verse 26 says it this way: "Then God said, 'Let us make a man, someone like ourselves, to be the master of all life upon the earth and in the skies and in the seas.'"
It's time we seize previously unknown opportunities and tap into previously unused potential. Now, I wasn't the best student in high school or college. For years I saw myself as an average person. But when I got into the Word of God, it began to bring out abilities and attitudes in me, which began to maximize my potential. Gideon never saw his potential until an angel told him he was a mighty man of God.
Judges 6, verse 12. "And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, 'The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor.'" God saw potential in Gideon he didn't even know existed in himself, as he had a very poor self-image. Judges 6, verse 15 in the Message Bible says, "Gideon said to me, said to him, 'Me, my master? How and with what could I ever save Israel? Look at me. My clans are weakest in Manasseh, and I'm the runt of the litter.'"
As Gideon became faithful to God's direction, he was able to tap into a potential he never knew it was within him until God showed up. Another example, after 40 years on the backside of the desert, when God told Moses he'd be the deliverer of his people, he questioned his potential, his own potential for leadership, because he'd become disheartened over the opportunities of the past, which seemed lost to him forever.
Exodus 4, verse 10 in the New Living Translation begins, "But Moses pleaded with the Lord, 'Oh, Lord, I'm not very good with words. I never have been, and I'm not now. Even though you have spoken to me, I get tongue-tied and my words get tangled.'" You know, when it comes to our potential for success or leadership, we don't need to look at our abilities, but rather what God can do through us when we yield to him. The next verse, Exodus 4, verse 11, again in the New Living Translation, says, "Then the Lord asked Moses, 'Who makes a person's mouth? Who decides whether people speak or do not speak, hear or do not hear, see or do not see? Is it not I, the Lord?'"
When we follow God's direction, we're able to tap into a potential we never knew we had, like Gideon, or claim a potential for success we may have thought died in the desert of our dreams, like Moses. God sees a greater potential in us than we see in ourselves. We strongly encourage everyone hearing our voices today to spend some time, even 15 minutes, in your quiet place, asking God to reveal the opportunities before you. But Brother Harold, what if he doesn't reveal anything to me? Two things. First, get off the butt. Stop saying but this, but that. Instead, press into his presence and his word. Remember, you have the mind of Christ, so you already have something that's invaluable. Second, if nothing else but having quiet time in his presence, if you do nothing else but that, if you get nothing else but that, you win. Such time will strengthen your faith and encourage your efforts. Here's what we know. If we continue in his presence with expectation, previously unknown opportunities will be revealed to us as we begin to tap into previously unused potential. Abraham Lincoln once said, "I will prepare, and someday my chance will come." Prepare now, because your opportunities are coming. And yes, I said opportunities, not opportunity. Opportunities are coming. Think about that. That's what God wants for you. It is. It's exactly what he wants. I said earlier in the call that God also knows the best way to experience previously unknown opportunities is to expect them. Expect it. Scripture says that each morning we lay our expectations before the Lord. It says we seek him early. It says if we ask, he'll answer. That ought to be all the assurance that we need. Hallelujah. Go to haroldherring.com. Check out this week's 2-minute video. While you're there, up at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed to put in the ground. Do what he says. It's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.